The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and it is the fifth day of, geez, already? Yes, it is. My, this June 5th already, 2012. Half this year is gone. Why do I feel like I have half as much left as I had before when the year started? Somebody munching on my sandwich, are they? On today's program, ladies and gentlemen, first off, Bob Chapman is dead. And as near as I can tell here, he passed Saturday. And there were a lot of people concerned about his health. And when I started getting wind of some of the directions, his daughter actually went down to go see him, and she was shocked. He had lost something like 70 pounds. The diet he was on was not helping him. And people were getting involved in this and playing catsy and cutesy, if you will, with somebody's life. And quite frankly, life is nothing to play games with. That's what being in America was supposed to be about, that you could build your kingdom if you wanted to, and nobody could cross your threshold unless you gave permission. Well, that would also entail that nobody gets to dip into your goodie bag and take without permission. And it is disturbing to me that somebody of such great value that has helped so many people, that a lot of people were playing latchkey with information. And I don't like to even think this way, but I think Mr. Chapman got some bad advice. I was really trying to get him into Houston to go see Dr. Brzezinski. And this is the guy that, jeez, I mean, he's in Houston in spite of the government coming after this guy 40 different times from Texas alone, folks. This is how well this, we want to help you stay sick, we'll cure your symptoms, but we're really not interested in curing any diseases per se, like cancer, because it makes so many people so much money. Well, some of the information that I've been turning up here on the Chapman saga is disheartening, if not really aggravating. At any rate, we'll continue on the other side of this break. Gerald Celente is joining us today, along with our friend over in Japan. We'll tell you more about that when we get back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Mr. Corbett will be joining me into the second hour. And if you don't know who this guy is, you're going to find out real quick. He's on this network, as a matter of fact. But because of the time difference in Japan, it's like tomorrow at, 13 hours or something from now? I don't even know. Ranging the world into time zones, you know. Hey, somebody once suggested, well, why doesn't everybody get on the same clock? Well, if you call at 7 a.m. and it's the middle of the night, it might not bode well with your internal clock. At any rate, he will be joining us in the second hour as well as Robbie Noel. So, in the absence of Bob Chapman, may this man's soul forever rest in peace, because I'll tell you what, he financially helped one hell of a lot of people, a lot of people. And as his life was winding down, I'm afeared that he was given some bad information. As a matter of fact, his daughter found him in kind of a distressed state, lost 70 pounds, was on fruits and, a liquid kind of a diet and fruits and whatever, he was not doing well. He was not doing well at all. I talked to Al Adass today. Melanie Cederstrom, Bob Chapman did the program with her for a number of years. And she was actually on a flight last Friday on her way down to Florida to go see Bob before he passed. But this is tough stuff. It always is to lose somebody that you've become so familiar with. I mean, he was on this network with me every Tuesday for 2 hours, the greatest amount of radio he ever did with one host, for more than 5 years. And he gave a lot of good advice to people, and now they're starting to not be so silent about how appreciative they were of Bob Chapman and his advice. I mean, I'm hearing from people I've never even heard from before. He touched a lot of lives worldwide. Just absolutely incredible. And it has come to my attention that he was getting from some homeopathic person, and I don't know who that homeopathic person is, but I hope to God I never meet him, because they're going to need all the homeopathic help that they can manage and muster for themselves. And first of all, they got to figure out how to get my hands around their scrawny necks. Because this man, when his daughter found him, he had lost 70 pounds. He was dehydrated. He was basically emaciated. And speaking with Al Adass 3 months ago, he emailed Bob Chapman and said, look, why don't you go to the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston? You know, this is the guy that the government went after over 40 different times to try to shut this guy up, because they've got a great little cancer game going on. People dropping dead of cancer at a huge astronomical rate, but somehow they never seem to come up with any cures. You know, maybe every once in a while they'll make some inroads on some skin melanoma or something. But in the meantime, people are dropping dead, especially from pancreatic cancers, which is, from all indications, what I've been reading and hearing, is from a toxic environment or stuff that's in the environment that's getting into you, or you're ingesting it. Totally man-made. So, you know, this is a tough thing. It is very tough. And some people sometimes think of me as being aloof, but I have this philosophy about life and death. One follows the other. That we have a very short amount of time to dance on this dirt ball in a universe without end. Very minute, minuscule, in the greater scheme of things. You know, how the hell old is our planet now? Is it three and a half, 4 billion years old? You know, we're used to hearing billions now because of our banker buddies, where it used to be millions, and before it was millions, it was thousands. We have become numb to numbers. What's a number? Well, we used to make jokes about it. Oh, those are numbers so high a dog can't hear them. Well, we're in that realm right now, aren't we? So, people like Bob Chapman were extremely important for a number of different reasons. And I, for one, in case somebody has some ideas out there that I'm some cold-hearted bastard, that the passing of Bob Chapman didn't affect me, I got news for you. It did. It did. You know, some people can take the gift of life and just piss it away. They'll get hooked on drugs or alcohol, or they'll never accomplish anything, even from a narcissistic point of view, for themselves, let alone anybody else. I think we as human beings need to start reevaluating the meaning of life and how much of a gift it really is. And I've seen a lot of people waste their lives. I mean, just waste them. How many people do you know that you've heard of, friends or whatever, maybe you even had family members, have committed suicide? Jeez, what a waste. Just that quick, a life is gone. Now, I don't want you to get the idea that, oh gosh, John has gone peacenik. No. No, there are sides to the human being that we don't like to drag out in the light of day very often. That is the deep, dark underside of us all that we kind of keep layered over with civility and niceness and, you know, the human being factor, that somehow that we're just, you know, the kings of the earth here and, you know, we're the top dogs and we don't do any wrong. Well, not always, always that comes from what perspective? Our own. Without fail. And I see a lot of people out there, you know, they try to come up with answers, but all they're doing is filling in blanks and going, hey, does that fit? Well, no game playing. No, if it's close enough, yeah, it fits. This country is in the most perilous time that it has ever been in. And I might even offer here, even in greater peril than when this country first started, because, well, we were English subjects at one time, had a little revolution, threw King George overboard, and started a country only a couple hundred years ago. And look where the hell we're at right now. Life is a terrible thing to waste. Accomplishments are a terrible thing to waste. Whatever you've built to see washed away by somebody else's insensitivity, somebody else's better idea, or just because they just might be a robber baron and they don't give a crap about you or anybody else, and whatever they can take, justifiably, it's theirs. Jeez, have we had many examples of that one. So if you kind of get the idea that old Johnny Boy's going soft, no, no. I've often said this. I'm not going to go out and kill somebody for my country. I will kill somebody that tries to take it from me, as all red-blooded Americans should be. Get your hands off my stash. Don't you touch my stash. You know, arguably, I think this is the greatest system that has ever been invented by man. And at one time, it worked because nobody could gain. You keep pointing at the phone. Okay. Nobody can gain total control and steal all the cookies out of the cookie jar. Well, now they can. We are in a time right now that if we do not do everything that we can to hold on to and restore this republic, then it will be gone forever. Because you know what? The globalists, the very people that are trying to design their wonderful global governance scheme and total control from the top down, with the little banker bastards being right there at ground zero. You know, I don't care. I've heard it argued many different ways. But if you want to look for the control and those that can change people's minds in a New York second, that'll be the banker buds, because they're holding the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. They've bought off all of the government, all the little filthy politicians that you see squirming around there in Washington, D.C., walking around and doing the no neck, shoulders up, palms up to the sky, going, what? What? Me? Me? Yeah, you, you. You people were elected first and foremost to make sure that the republic stood, at least for your term, at least that long. But you've gone it all and you've pissed it all away. Now, here's the rest of us sitting around scratching our heads going, you know, possession is really 9/10 of the law. You know, I've got it right now, but I don't want you to come and get it because it really ain't yours. You've devised these schemes and these different things, and it just isn't quite right. You know, years ago I said this, and I kind of 80% mean it, that we just look these guys in the eye and go, you know what, you had a pretty good run, but it's over. Take what you have stolen and just get the hell out of town. We build it once, we'll build it again. Take a break here. Be back in three. Gerald Celente coming up bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, I'm about ready to pop this God-blessed planet inside out. I just get a phone call that says, I can't substantiate that Bob Chapman's dead. Well, is he dead or isn't he? For God's sakes. People in their stupid-ass games. Stupid, foolish games. What? Is this going to turn into a JFK, you know, who pulled the trigger? And when did he actually die? Did he die in the limo or did he actually die in the hospital? You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, will you try to be a professional on air, but sometimes it just reaches right into your very gut and twist you. And it's really sometimes hard to maintain some semblance of sanity, let alone restraint. phone call I got. Oh, I can't substantiate he's dead. The man's dead. The man is dead. What, keeping the information at bay for the next couple of days is going to make a difference? You told me to flip it and there's nothing there except the original. Well, let me just read the obituary. Robert Chapman. In memory of Robert Chapman. The Ott Laughlin Funeral Home in Auburndale, Florida. Now, evidently, they're burying somebody down there. A guy by the name of Robert Chapman. Hell, they seem to be burying somebody here today. Hope they don't bury the wrong guy. You better check his pulse. Maybe he's still alive. This is directly from the funeral home. So I hope this puts everybody straight. Here's the obituary from Ott Laughlin Funeral Home at 2198 Cayville Avenue in Auburndale, Florida. Robert Bob John Chapman, age 76, of Winter Haven, Florida, formerly of Mexico, died Monday, June 4, 2012, due to pancreatic cancer. He was born October 16, 1935, in Boston, Massachusetts, the son of John Chapman and Ruth Donnelly Chapman. Bob was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a writer of newsletter discussing finances. Sure sounds like Bob to me. And one of the gatekeepers of the information, I just got off the air. I said, is he dead or not? He said, I can't say. What kind of God-blessing game are you playing, you damn fool? Sorry, folks. Sorry. A writer of a newsletter discussing finances and economics and a regular radio commentator discussing politics as well as economics and finances. Most of his working life, he served as a stockbroker. Bob is survived by his wife, Judy, of 47 years. Judy Dabrowski Chapman, son, Robert Michael Chapman, daughter, sounds like the same guy to me, Jennifer Galati, and her husband, Matt, sisters, Dorothy Trecker and Joan Lotz, and four grandchildren. Committal services are Wednesday, that's tomorrow, June 6th, at 1 p.m. at Glen Abbey Memorial Gardens, Auburndale, Florida. If you would like, and get round ready right here, folks, because I'm not relying on anybody for anything any longer. If I got a question, I'm going to wake up the dead man to ask him. Of all the stupid, petty-ass bullshit games I have seen in my life, this just about takes the cake. Condolences may be sent to the family at, and I'm going to have to spell this one out for you, ottlaughlinfuneralhome.com. www.ottlaughlin. Funeral home, this is all, no commas, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. OttLaughlinFuneralHome.com. And I'm sure the funeral director will make sure that the family receives the condolences. You know, I'm going to pull myself together here. I'm going to forget what just transpired in the last half hour, and I'm going to get on with today's program. For the still living out there, but maybe you better check. Maybe you're dead and you just forgot to fall over. What in the hell?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And my next guest, I have not had on this program for quite some time, Gerald Celente. And you listeners to this program are well aware that Bob Chapman used to occupy this Tuesday spot and has for the last 5 years. Helped one hell of a lot of people out there. Well, Bob Chapman is gone, and we have got to fill that void, and I can think of no other person better to do that than Gerald Celente. Buongiorno, my friend.
Buongiorno. Listen, I can't fill Bob Chapman's void, but, I mean, he was quite a guy. But I'll do my best in what I do in trends, but, you know, Bob was one of a kind.
He was certainly that. I'm glad somebody didn't ask me to write the epitaph for this man, because I wouldn't know where to begin. I really wouldn't. But as for the still living, and we're struggling here, Gerald Celente, we are in a absolute positive meltdown in the world's economy, thanks to our international bankster buddies, the robber barons of all, and we don't even get a kiss and a thank you.
No, and I have to tell you, I believe that they're going to be able to pull this Ponzi scheme off a bit longer, now that it looks like Germany is going to be yielding to the pressure. to come up with some kind of a Eurobond scheme, even though, of course, just as the bailouts were against the Maastricht and Eurozone treaties, so too was any Eurobond scheme. Nonetheless, what are the treaties? They're not worth the paper they're not written on, so they're just going to do what they like to do. But they're going to come up with something to keep this Ponzi scheme going. I'm confident of it.
Well, and what they're trying to avoid is a total collapse. You know, nobody wants to see this dead cat bounce. So as Mr. Bernanke has told us that, we don't think we need a QE3. Well, in fact, a QE3 has been ongoing. And in Europe, they gave it a little nicer name. Gerald, they said it was austerity. Now, that sounds nice and flowery, but what we're really talking about here, and I have yet to ask you this question directly, but we're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. What is the true number that you've been able to garner out of this mess? I've heard between 1 and 1.4 quadrillion dollars.
Yeah, the best number that I've come up with as far as the Federal Reserve is about 23 trillion in terms of bailout and guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether the derivatives are worth that kind of, that is that the meltdown number? Yeah, that's what I've been hearing as well. But they, again, what they're going to do is, you know, just keep printing money and playing the game. And remember, this is an election year.
Mm.
So I am confident that when we see the unemployment numbers come out, and remember we've had three bad months in a row, weak GDP numbers, I believe that they're going to pull something off to keep keep Obama in office, and they will also, as I said, do something in Europe to keep the Greek crisis from worsening. And again, as your listeners well know, being a sophisticated audience, that, you know, the Greek GDP only accounts for, what, 2% of the Eurozone GDP. So it's not a big deal. And then, of course, Spain is right behind them, and then Italy after that. And what are we looking at? You know, Spanish debt is about $1 trillion, Italy about $2.5 trillion. So there's no way in the world that this is ever going to be paid off. So with the new Eurobond scheme they're coming up with, you know, they're going to extend this thing out. They're talking 25 years. So something is going to happen where, I was waiting for this thing to collapse forever, and I just keep seeing these new schemes undreamed of that they keep pulling out of their hat or pulling out somewhere else.
And the dark, dank place that we don't like to think about. Here's the really weird thing about this, that if the people, and they're finding out, see, this, Gerald, one thing I value pretty much above all is the truth. You know, that's the moniker for the network, because you can't handle the truth. Well, apparently some people can't. And that we're treated like children. And that, well, you know, my question about this, well, you know, we saw the J.P. Morgans, we saw Citigroup, we saw, nobody's gone to jail over this thing. Nobody is being indicted over, I mean, you and I, we write a bad check. We do this a couple of times. They'll put us in jail, so far in jail, they'll have to pump air and sunshine into us. But yet you sit and watch the biggest ripoff ever engineered by man on mankind, and everybody's just sitting there with a blank stare on their face. Now, this is, I've said on the program that if people really look and they really do an accounting for themselves, a regular family is being taxed well over 50%. We are already starting to see inflation creep in. It started in food prices, it started in energy prices, and they're continuing to escalate. What we have not yet seen, because of all this funny money that's being thrown around, is we have not seen the hyperinflation set in. And people are going to be absolutely devastated when that starts happening, because If they don't already, they're not already unemployed, they're already not choked with credit, or they're behind on their bills or mortgage payments or whatever, they are just a whistle through the graveyard away from total devastation and bankruptcy on a personal level.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you. There is no inflation in food and energy, because after all, we know that our government doesn't add in food and energy.
So if they don't report on it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's like once you're no longer collecting unemployment benefits and you don't have a job, you're no longer unemployed. No, it's the same thing. You know, so that's the way it works in the USSA. And you mentioned about justice. The word is being misspelled. It's J-U-S-T-U-S, mm-hmm. just us.
Mm-hmm.
And as you point out, when you you bounce a couple of checks, man, they'll bounce you around.
That's right.
You get a drunk driving, and they throw you in jail, spread your legs, and bend over. It's a new Supreme Court ruling. They could strip search anybody that they want. But John the Slime Corzine, the guy that brings down MF Global, there's no charges against him. Why not? Why hasn't a head rolled on Wall Street? It's very simple. His name's on Wall Street, I said this many times, the name's Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, they call it the mafia. But the money changers have taken over the country. They've taken over the world. Austerity measures. That's a BS name for let's rob from the people to pay off the bad bets the banks made. I mean, it's as simple as that. Nothing complicated about this. What we're looking at is fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. So the kind of behavior that you're talking about is perfectly acceptable in a fascist society. And that's why you don't see any heads roll.
Hands in the pocket, whistling through the graveyard. I mean, my God in heaven, this is becoming even apparent to the totally brain dead and uninformed out there.
That's because they're losing their money, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. You know, it doesn't, you know, quick story. I was going broke between 2002 to 2007 because I had the nerve to talk out against the government. You know, I was very popular around, you know, especially when my book Trends 2000 came out in 96. I used to be on Oprah, The Today Show, CNN, all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then when in 2000, and the headline, you could go to our website, trendsjournal.com, and hit the forecast sheet, and you'll see from USA Today, December 14th, 2000, it read, you know, Americans won't be, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says, Americans won't be safe at home or abroad. So forgetting whether or not you think 9/11 is an inside job, I don't debate whether or not it is or not, but all I said was that the United States was ripe for terrorism and is right there. We wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. So everybody starts calling me up, all my friends in the media. I put a quote around friends. What happened? Why did they attack us? I said, what are you kidding? I've been writing about this for years. It's called foreign policy. How dare you? It's not foreign policy. They hate our freedom and liberty. I'm saying this because then I came out against the Iraq war, the Afghan war, said what it would end up as, said what it would end up with the Iraq war, and then I was persona non grata. Nobody wanted to hear from me. The only reason their ears perked up again is when I forecast the panic of 08. I said it would happen. I took out the domain name in 2007. I'm mentioning this because the only way people listen is when it hits them in their pocketbook.
Yep.
And now it's hit everybody in their pocketbook. You got a bunch of kids that are graduating college holding university degrees in worthlessness. How about a great master's degree in foreign affairs, or one in psych, or one in a bachelor of science in business administration, and you're in debt $60,000. So everybody's paying attention now because it's hit them in their pocketbook. Because morality doesn't count. Hey, how about another predator drone?
Yeah. And we're watching it. I've been chronicling this for nigh on 20 years, Gerald. I have been One of the watchmen on the wall blowing the trumpet till I was blue in the face. Well, people are starting to pay attention, but I knew that they weren't going to be paying attention in any sort of numbers until they themselves started to hurt. You know, the old saying is, and this is human nature, if you understand human nature, well, then you're halfway ahead of the game here. But you know the old saying, you know, it's a recession when my neighbor's out of work. It's a depression when I'm out of work. Well, this is non-recoverable. And for our vaunted leaders to be sitting in Washington, D.C., and not having serious discussion on what the hell we do with these banker bastards right now. I mean, we've cast them off before. We can do it again.
Well, again, look who these people are. You know, I just got back from Germany. I was in Berlin and Frankfurt. And it was my first time there. And as I'm looking at Berlin, I'm saying to myself, boy, this place must have been grander than Paris before World War II. I mean, the sidewalks, you know, they're triple the width of what we have here. Cafes everywhere, people sitting outside. Bicycles are so wide that people bicycle on. Oh, the sidewalks are so wide, people bicycle on them. And wide boulevards. Nothing's over about 10 stories. And so all lights shining in everywhere, parks, wide boulevards, medians in the middle with trees. And in between all of these gorgeous buildings are new construction from all the bombed out stuff. And I'm saying to myself, and everywhere you go you see this. Beautiful, 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 beautiful architecture, German architecture from the late 1800s, early 1900s, and then in between it, all new construction, 1950s, 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to myself, how could the Germans, and they had to be, in my estimation, the top of civilization in the 1930s, when you look at what was going on around the world. I mean, this is the land of, you know, nothing, you know, Bach, Beethoven, Goethe, Einstein, Freud. I mean, you know, brilliant
history.
People.
Yeah.
How could they let a two-bit freak destroy their country? A two-bit freak that Charlie Chaplin played better than he did. And I'm Italian. Same thing. You look at Italy. You know, again, not for nothing. You know, Da Vinci, you know, Michelangelo, Rossini, Puccini, Caruso. How could they let a two-bit freak destroy their country? Let's go back to the United States. How could we let two-bit freaks destroy our country? You got them right there. You want to see a two-bit freak? Turn on the presidential reality show. Look at the last round of these so-called debates that we had with the Republicans, with the exception of Ron Paul. Look at George W. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld. You want to see two-bit freaks? In my book, only speaking for myself, it's a two-bit freak show. And so, what is it that allows? So, to answer your question, why aren't they doing anything in Washington? Why weren't Larry Moe and Curly doing anything? I mean, it's a two-bit freak show. These are the same people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. They're suck-ups, the brown noses, the glad-handers, the overly ambitious, and the insincere. And they follow their career path to become politicians.
You know, I used to fly. I flew a few patrols over the Berlin Wall. And to look at East Germany versus West Germany, what a dichotomy. And I'd spent a little while in Germany. And gotten,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, gotten to know the people. And every once in a while, me standing there in an American uniform, every once in a while being on the trolley, you know, every once in a while I'd get this look out of the side of their face looking at me going, yeah, you guys still here, you know, kind of look. But I know exactly what you're talking about. And
it's the human spirit.
Yeah,
that's what's going on.
It's being destroyed.
People do not have the civic or moral courage to stand up and speak out.
Well, you know what they're waiting for now, Gerald? They're waiting for the bottom to drop out. You know, it's no, and here is what's behind the melding of the military with the police, getting ready for the martial law, because they know exactly what's coming. The only question everybody has is when are they going to pull the financial plug? Now, this plug, you and I will not disagree on this. This financial plug should have been pulled a long time ago. This association with the Federal Reserve creatures should have been pulled long ago. And there's only one guy, and you were mentioning presidential politics here. It was if Ron Paul was never in existence.
That's right.
It's now Mitt Romney, and it's now Barack Obama. Yep. Well, Gerald, some people are suggesting to me that until something is done, and here's part of the fear here with Mr. Romney getting the presidency, we'll have the same thing that we had under George Bush, continued under Barack Obama. We'll have the same thing for Mitt Romney. Some are suggesting, Gerald, that maybe it's better that this man gets the presidency for the next 4 years because there needs to be a revolution take place in this country. Otherwise, we are done.
Well, I agree. You know, we are done. And no matter who wins, to me, it's a criminal operation. The Democrats, Republicans, Gambinos, Bananos.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, by the way, I say this with experience. I used to run political campaigns out of Westchester County when I got out of graduate school and many years ago, and I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. And so I was, you know, I saw it, you know, firsthand. It's
you were right in the epicenter of body politic.
Yeah, and I was also in the 70s. I was down in D.C., between D.C. and Chicago. I used to work for a trade association putting together political action committees when they were brand new. For the chemical industry, so I know what it looks like. And one of our chief contributors to the Trends Journal is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, mm-hmm. who, of course, was the former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a bunch of guys, you know what it looks like. I know who these people are. It's a freak show. It's no more than that. So as we're looking at it, and as I said, to me, it's a criminal operation. I'm calling for a voter's strike. My belief is that if 40% or less of the people could turn out, do not go, the vote turnout is 40% or less, we could call this an illegitimate election. Because I'm not going to support a lesser of two evils or be a part of voting for a criminal operation. I will not be an accessory to the crime. And so that is going to be, that's my campaign. Why should I vote for these clowns? It's an endorsement for them.
Absolutely.
And anybody thinking that one guy going in is going to do different than the other guy, I mean, it's like electing the president of a country club. Okay, next year we're going to expand the swimming pool. No. If I get elected, we're going to put more tennis courts in.
All except the root problems. And there was only one man that was in the presidential race that had the answers to many of our problems, and he was disincluded by the media.
That's right.
When Ron Paul first started running, and somebody put together, and this was very interesting, that they put a montage together of all the networks within a 48-hour period, and they were all singing the same song. Ron Paul, he can't win. Ron Paul, he can't win possibly. Here's the field. It was almost as if they were reading a script.
I know. I did. I was. You know, every day. You know, when you subscribe to the Trends Journal, each day we do trends in the news features,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was doing virtually after every debate. How I go through the newspapers and the media and show how Ron Paul wasn't even mentioned, or if he was mentioned, he was just mentioned as one of the people in the debates. So yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
You know, I know that you have limited time with us, and I want to thank Zeke, your media guy up there. I don't know if he had asked you. I've got some pretty big shoes to fill on this Tuesday broadcast. Do you think you could see your way clear to maybe spend 20 minutes or so with us every Tuesday?
I can't guarantee every Tuesday, but I certainly would like to do as much as I can.
Well, there's some pretty big shoes, and seeing how that you and people like Peter Schiff and all the people they were going to before to get them on air to talk about the economy, once it was discovered who the bad guys are, and, well, through the not mainstream media, of course, you know, you guys had a little time in the sunlight in which to, you know, tell people the trends, what's going on, what to expect. They're not knocking on your door anymore.
They still call on me, oddly enough. I was just on, of all places, Fox just a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
And, so they still But again, as I mentioned, you know, in the older days, I was, you know, I used to be on, as I said, Oprah, The Today Show, CNBC, ABC, CNN, et cetera. Now, of course, you know, they are back, but it's a different media now. It's even dumbed down far greater than I could have ever imagined, with the level of stupidity that they call, TV news.
Well, and you know, to their own peril, this 9 o'clock CNN, the English fellow, I forget the name of him, he used to do, these talent shows.
Oh, Piers Morgan.
Thank you.
Oh, God. What a disgrace. What an arrogant little shit.
Billy Bob can't say that word on national radio.
Oh, you can't say that. Can I say that here?
But you're right. But, you know, here's this guy. A couple of weeks ago, somebody got a hold of the numbers, the people that were actually watching that show. Now, get this, Gerald. Out of an entire country that CNN was being piped into over the internet, over cable, over satellite, 39,000 people were watching this fool. 39,000. So people, it's evidently not exactly registering, but they know that they're not getting what they need. So they're backing away from it. And if it weren't for the alternative media, if it weren't for the internet, we'd have a hell of a lot dumber people in this country than we've got right now. And I'll be the first one to admit, Gerald, that 90% of the people in this country still don't know which end is up.
No. They really don't. And by the way, with that trip to Berlin was a I was ready to leave the country. You know, I've been searching for another place to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really, you know, fascism isn't my cup of tea. And after coming back from Berlin, I decided I'm staying. You know, I'm not. If any of them have a problem with me,
good for you.
They could come and talk to me about it.
Good for you.
Know, come alone though. Don't come with your goon squad.
Yeah.
You know, go at it man to man. And so to put my heart where my mind is, just how life goes. I bought right around the corner from where our building is, the Franz Rogen, Franz Rogen, Roggen house in Kingston, New York, where our headquarters are, which was the first capital of New York State during the Revolution. And it's from 1750. And it's right on the most historic corner in the United States. The only place where on each corner there are stone buildings from the 16 and 1700s. And I just bought one of them. And I said to myself and my staff, if the first American Revolution began here, let's start the second American Revolution.
I'm all for that, my friend.
Let's have a revolution, not of bullets and bombs, but an intellectual revolution of the mind and the brains. Because this is a bad act. This is the presidential reality show. Here's President Obama on The View. Did you see that spectacle?
No. No.
Oh, yeah, Michelle and the kids make fun of my big nose and ears.
You know,
can you imagine Eisenhower sitting there?
No. Hey, we're out of time here. I know you've got to run trendsresearch.com. And Gerald Celente, if talk to your guy, if you can do this with me every Tuesday, even if it's only for 20, 25 minutes, there's people that need to hear from you.
I'll do my very best. Thanks so much.
All right, Gerald Celente, thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. We'll take the top of the hour break, folks. We'll be right back.
The next round.